The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy.
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Pei Chet. We're continuing to talk about the various kelim that were in the Beit HaMikdash. Yesterday we went through the Sheva Midot of Lach. We had a very strange machloket in the Braita between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about what the seven Midot were. But it turned out that they were saying exactly the same thing. It's just that they were listing the Midot in different order. So Rabbi Meir listed the Midot starting from the top, which is the Hin, down. And Rabbi Yehuda started with the lowest, which is the Revi'it, and worked his way all the way up to the Hin. Obviously, this is a little bit strange. Therefore, asks the Gemara today, and we're about one quarter of the way down. My Ika ben Rabbi Meir la Rabbi Yehuda. What indeed is possibly the difference between them? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the difference is Birutzei Midoti. The difference is in what the halacha is about the convex meniscus. So is that included in the shear of the liquid that's inside of the kli, or is it not? This is similar, of course, to the Birutzei Midot of the Godesh that we were talking about yesterday in the kli. In the Kli Yavesh, except obviously there's no meniscus and there's no convex. So anyway, I guess you could say the material is, the ice cream cone is convex. But here the Shaila is, you've got always a little bit of liquid that's held onto the top of surface tension. What is the din of that liquid? What in the world does that have to do with whether I measure it going up or I measure it going down? I'll have to explain it to you. Lebandi Omar Mimata Lamala. If you hold that you go from the bottom up. If you go from the bottom up the way Rabbi Yehuda had it, then it is very possible to maintain the additional liquid each time that you pour from a smaller kli into the larger kli. In other words, imagine your situation. If you're holding there's a large pot and you're pouring a cup into a pot. That cup can have an absolute maximal meniscus, and it pours entirely without losing a thing into the pot. But if you start with the pot, and you have a meniscus on the pot, and now you're attempting to pour from the pot into a cup, I got news for you. You're going to lose all of that meniscus for the very simple reason. The moment that you turn it over, since you can't turn it over quickly to get the whole thing in, the first thing that spills over the edge, obviously, is the liquid that's being held by surface tension. So in a logistical way, depending on where you start, you're giving me a message. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu this vision of a kli, and it was the small kli, and he said, use that small kli as your fundamental unit, and then build up. So you take a lug that has a meniscus, you pour it into a big pot, and you fill up the pot until it becomes a hin, and then you could have the meniscus on the hin. But if you start with a hin, then obviously you're going to lose any additional liquid that's over the top, because it's going to pour out before you can get it into the smaller cup. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take a hin, use that hin as the basis of the shlishita hin, the revi'ita hin, the lug, chatzilug, and so on and so forth, then clearly it wasn't meant to include the meniscus. So liman the yomer mimata lamala kasava bar yutzei midot nitkadashu. In which case, revi'it yayv le'rachmana l'moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a revi'it as the basic unit, and he said, use this unit. V'amar le sha'er. Now that means the ka'ayale birutzini will therefore be able to pour in every single kli's meniscus into the next larger kli. Laman diyama mimala lamata, however, kasavar, beritzon midot lo nitkadashu. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the hin, and said, use this. So hin yoivle rachman ala Moshe v'amar le sha'er b'ha. In which case, it's going to always lose its meniscus. The kabay nafke berutzin. Abaye yomer. The kuleyama berutze midotik. This is, I don't know what they hold, but whatever it is, you could say either direction. That isn't the point. That isn't what they were arguing about. They were arguing about a completely different issue. V'ocha bimle'im kamiflegeya. It has nothing to do with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe. That is a thing. It's the way that I say it that becomes indicative of what the din is. So the point over here is, we know that it says in the Parsha that we just learned over Shabbos, Mile'im Solet. So it's Mile'im. We keep repeating that, Mile'im. And there we're talking about a Klei Halach, which we filled with solet, as we spoke about before. That means that in Makadosh Atayavesh. So if it's a Mizrak, it's Malay, what does that mean when you're saying it's a Malay? Does it have to be precise? Forget about the Birutim. I'm talking about what's in it. Does it have to be precise? Or can it be a little bit more? A little bit less? How does that go? So, Mandi Omar Milamala Lamata Kasova, the one who says you've got to go top down. It has nothing to do with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. It has to do with my presentation's implications. So he's saying, Malayim means it has to be precise. Lo yechesar, v'lo yotir. Whereas, man diyama mimata lemala, if you're going to be building up from down up, so then you may indeed never miss out, lo yechesar. Avo yotir, if you add, that's also called Malayim. Now, how does that work? There's three approaches to how this works. The most reasonable one is Tosus's approach that it's a simen. It has nothing to do with the reality of being measuring. It's just that in the same way that I speak about bottoms up, that means that you're going up and gaining. So it's okay to gain. Another pshat, and here there's two pshat in Rashi, one in the Ksav Yad, and one in Rashi that we have printed. One of the pshatim is that wherever you have a midah, there's always a slight extra to make up for the fact that it's never going to be precise. So we always give you a little bit, and that is the definition of the midah. The problem is that when you add two small midot to a big midot, then you've done that twice, and you're not supposed to do it twice. If we're going to add a little bit extra, and that is part of the definition of the midah, then you can't make a larger midah by adding two smaller midahs. You'll have to make the larger midah and give it its little bit extra. Because it isn't prorated. It's just a little bit extra. Mamela, if I'm gonna mention it to you in going up, it's an indication that I don't mind having a little bit more. Now that means I can build, so to speak, not that I'm really making the hin out of this, that was the other chat. Abai is just saying, but it's an indication, you would be able to fill a hin, let's say, or a lug, with two chatzoy lug. So if you fill a lug with two chatzoy lug, it's going to be a little bit too much. Apparently that's okay. So yotir is included in male. The other chat, which is the most difficult to tolerate from all of them, is that if it's an actual issue of how to pour in from one or the other, so then when you pour in from a small kli into a large kli, you don't have to pour carefully. You'll pour it all in one fell swoop. And why is it called fell? Because it makes a bunch of foam and bubbles. And that's going to take up space. And therefore, there's going to be a little bit extra. Okay. Anyway, there's your three possible pshatim. But it has nothing to do with the shaila of Birutze Midot, according to Abai. Okay, Rabbi Shimon tined in both the Braita and the Mishnah that what do we need a hin for? Omar ma, Rabbi Shimon omer, lo aya sham hin. That's a very good point. There is nothing that was done with a hin. Shapir ka'amu la Rabbi Shimon la Rabbanan. That is a very telling point. And what did the Rabbanan respond? Rabbanan, there was a hin. The hin, although it was only used once in history, but it was the hin da'avad Moshe l'shemen ha'mishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make dafka, and it says shemen zayit hin, and that was part of the mitzvah of the actual making of the first time, and that time, as we learned before, is forever, because Shemen Mishkat Kodesh Zeh L'dorotechem, the Zeh is the remez to the 12 Lugin, Zayin Hei equals 12, the 12 Lugin of the Shemen HaMishkan that never changed. So therefore, either this one-time use was the Hin. Now, Mar Sava, given the L'dorot, L'avit Zorach, L'fisho David, Da'avde V'igna. So Rabbi Shimon says, look, when you need something for one-time use, you don't keep it around forever. I mean, there are pack rats like that. But, you know, you can make it once, and then if it's Kodesh, you're good, is it? You don't have another use for it. The Idah, the Rabbonin say, given the Havi Havi, you know, once you get a beautiful cliché like that, you have to keep it already. So therefore, you put it in the garage. So therefore, it remained. And that becomes the seven Midot. Obviously, I'm being facetious, but the Indian is that the Midah itself has a chashivut as part of the Klei HaMishkan, and therefore it is kept. Umar Mar, so Rabbi Shimon's got himself now into a pickle. Gosh, if I get rid of the hin, what am I going to bring instead of the hin? Who asked you to bring anything? Lo sagi de lo ma'ayel. I mean, why can't you just say there were six instead of seven? Ah, that's Kiryom Ravina. In the same way that Ravina explained that Gemiri, shtei smichot b'tzibur, we were talking about the question earlier of when you do smicha b'tzibur. Ravina said, we have a Kabbalah, we have a Gemara, that the only time that we do smicha b'tzibur is for the Sara Mishtaleach and for the Sirei Avdei Kochavim. Therefore, those Kabbalot may have been on other things as well. You see, there were certain dinim that the direct din was Mekubal, so apparently the way that Rabbi Shimon is speaking is that it's somehow a given that there were seven. Now, we don't have any indication of Pasuk that there were seven. So it must be that Gemiri Deshava Midot Shalach Hayub Mikdash, and Rabbi Shimon is bothered by what they were. Continues in both the Mishnah and the Braita, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, and Shinatot Hayubahin, that there weren't any separate Kalim. There was one Kli that was in, obviously, there were thousands of that Kli, but there was one Kli that served for all of the various midot that had in it shinatot. So it had markings up till here's the chatziyah and the sashushin and revita and so on. And therefore, it was all one kli. Now, does that mean he doesn't hold of the Shema midot? I thought we just said it's an article of faith of the highest proportion that there have to be Shema midot. Says the Gemara, maybe that's an old Sheva Midot. Obviously, the Sheva Midot as the Kabbalah or the Sheva Midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the, you know, we're holding now in the Sefiras HaOmer period, so we understand the Sheva Midot. But he maybe doesn't know. He didn't have that Kabbalah that there need to be seven literal Kelim. V'iboy Deima, my Sheva Midot, he holds Sheva Midot, bin Sheva Mididot. So in other words, there's the Hin, there's the Chatzien, Shushitayin, Rehitayin, etc. But who's to say it has to be separately for each one? The Shnatot defines the Sheva Meditot. Well, we have not our president, we have not our Richie. So we're going to have to go. Where is Josh? Notice he hasn't been here for a while, to say the least. Yeah, so does anybody want to volunteer with a good Yiddish here? No good Yiddish. Zok, Halak Mishnah, Revi'it Ma Haita Mishameshet. Yesterday, we went through, at least so far we've understood, the Hin goes for the Shemen HaMishcha, one time. Chatziah Hin goes for a par. Shlishita Hin goes for an ayah. Revi'ita Hin goes for a keves. What do we do with the Revi'ita Lug, the Chatziah Lug, the Lug? That wasn't clear. So continues the Mishnah to explain, what was the Revi'it, which was the smallest measurement of all, the Revi'ita Lug? Ma hita mishameshet? Ah, that was for the Revi'it Mayim of the Mitzorah. So remember that the Mitzorah had to bring the Mayim Chaim, Mayim Shedam HaTzipor Nikar Behem. We have a Kabbalah that Mayim is a Revi'it Mayim, in which if you shech Dam HaTzipor, so then we will see that Dam HaTzipor in its basically Halacha L'Moshe Misim. And there was also a Revi'it Shemen for the chalas of the nazir that were mishuchim b'shemen or ruvuchot b'shemen, they needed a revius. What was the chatzilug mahayam mishamesh? Ah, that was also this week's parsha. Chatzilug was the mayim that we put the shem Hashem into with the mei sota. So that's mayim sota. Again, it's one of the shiurim. And there was also a chatzilug shemen litoda that we saw also when we went through previously the shiurim. So we have chatzilug for the lachmei teda. And there was the lug that was obvious. Every single mincha took a lug shemen, perisaron, or maybe not only not perisaron, that we'll see, is a machloket in a minute. Afilu mincha shoshishimi saron was always prorated, according to the Tanakhama, but not with a different kli. You use the saron 60 times if necessary. Now, obviously, the reason that we take the shear of shishim here is because of our Kabbalah, that only up to 60 is a mincha belula. If it's more than 60, it isn't mixed properly. And therefore, according to this shita, even though we have the same amount of shemen, it just simply isn't mixed in one kli. And that's the whole sugya of kolaroi lebila. So even though bila is not ma'akir, it has to be at least ra'ui that it should be able to be nivlal. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, he has a completely different understanding of that sugya. And he says, the truth is that afilu mincha shoshishim isaron ein la ela luga. You don't add more shemen. You add water. But the question over here, whether it's nivlal yafet, is simply because a one lug shemen doesn't go far enough for anything beyond shishim isaron. See, even though bila isn't ma'akev, but it has to be royal bila. That's a completely different approach to the sugya. So he learns afilu mincha shoshishim isaron ein la ela luga. Shenema la mincha velog shemen. So that means any mincha has a lug shemen. I don't care how big it is. Now, we would use six of these for the par, because six, of course, is a chatziyayin. Ayin is 12 lug. We would use four of them for an ayil, which is a shlishita lug. We would use shlosha lakevet, which is the revi'ita lug. And, by the way, there was shlosha mechza l'menorah, which obviously is not a separate kli. But we need a chatzi lug shemen l'kol ner. So in other words, there was a missing number over there earlier where we said, what do we use a chatzilug for? The truth is we need a chatzilug per ner because that's what burns on the longest nights of the year from the time of hadlaka through the morning. So therefore there's another, but why don't we need one kli of shleisho mechza if you hold that we don't build up, as we said previously? Because there was no Indian bringing the whole thing together. Each ner is considered to be a mitzvah. So that this is the shear for that ner. We're just saying that was the total amount. Yontiv Rebbe v'kakashale. Rebbe said, look, I don't understand. I mean, I understand what you need a revi is for, but I do not understand why these were considered to be klei sharet. What did you have to be mosheach with the shemen ha-mishcha, these kelim? What are they going to be makat? What would you use the look shemen? I mean, the look for imitzorah. I mean, you can't possibly say it's for the mitzorah. The mitzorah wasn't even done in the Beit HaMikdash. The shkita tatziporim and so on, that was outside of the machane. He wasn't ready yet to come into the Beit HaMikdash. So that's chutz. Well, you don't need a kli sharet for chutz. If it's in order to give kedusha taguf to the nazir, the lechem of the el nazir. We said earlier that the lechem of the nazir becomes kadesh with the shkita of the ayel or the kadesh. So it can't be for that. Omar le Rabbi Chia, I'll tell you, it's sheba yamoded lechaviteko en gadol revi'it shemen akol chala v'chala. You forget, we needed that because after you have the separate chalot of the chaviteko en gadol, that's when you put on a revi'it shemen. Ah, Rebbe was so happy that he quoted the pasuk. He said, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me mi eretz merchak ish atzati. He had to come all the way from Bavel in order to give me this insight. I would have been stuck. You're right. That's exactly what it is. Chatzilug ma'aya mishamish. So again, I understand that it was there and what it was needed for. But once again, lomanim shach, said Rebbe to himself. So yotev Rebbe v'kakashile, what do we need Mashiach for? For the Seita? This, the May Seita? Where does the May Sota come from? From the Kiyor. The Kiyor itself is one of the primary Kalim. So is the May Sota chulin? The tzricha l'kedushe. I mean, we're supposed to take mayim kedoshim, it says. Mayim kedoshim b'kli cheres. How do you get mayim kedoshim out of the kiyar? So what do I need to have a chatzi aluk for that? Mishurach. If it's to tell me for the lachmei todah, the lachmei todah was kodesh b'shchitat ha-todah. Omar le Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, you're forgetting. You have to be mechalek achatzi luk shemen lekol ner v'ner, which was not previously in Ekli Sharetz. Amal, oh man, speaking of ner Yisrael, kachaya. Indeed, you yourself are the ner. That indeed is what it is. I remember now that was the way I was mekabel halacha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, amar Rabbi, ner shekaftal, if a light of the one of the lamps of the menorah went out during the night, it's not usable again. You can't relight it. Nichana shemen, nichana p'tila. It's considered to be smoked up and unusable for purposes of kodesh. Ketzado said, "What do? You have to take out the whole thing and start over." So meitiva v'notein b'shemen umadlika. Yativ Rabbi Zrika v'kami boila. But how much oil do you put in? Kishur notein b'shemen. Do you start over again? Kemidari shona? Oh, kemoshe chasra. Or do you just put in whatever is needed, prorated for the amount of time that it's going to have to still burn?
Not the old oil.
New oil. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu, obviously you have to start over again. Pshita the kemidari shona. Because if not, I kemoshe chasra. Minay adina ma'chiser. Now, how are you going to know what it is precisely that you were chasra? V'chitema de mesha'erla. If you're going to tell me, you estimate it. So, okay, fine. So you estimate it. Okay, now how are you mekadesh it? In which kli? So what are you talking about? Sheva midot? Na nafishlu midot tuva. You're going to have a midah for every possible shir. So therefore, if there's only sheva midot, because we already said we're not modeid in something smaller and uses some of it. So if that's the case, it must be that you have to start over again, and the standard was the chatzilut.
The menorah itself is not
Kaddish? No, the menorah is the equivalent. The mizveh is also Kaddish, but just first you have to do an act of Kiddush. Every presentation is presented from something that is Kaddish, because then you bring it. Kori alei, so Rebbe said the pasuk on him, v'adarcha tzlach, your sharpness, your beauty here, has lifted you up, rechav al dvaremet, you're flying high, man. And it comes from the anvat tzedek. It comes because you're such a modest individual that you're able to see the truth. Very proud of you. Itmar nami, omar rabbi abo, omar rabbi yochanan, some say it was omar rababa, omar rabbi chanina, omar rabbi, deniz, ner shikafta, then nitshana shemen, the shemen has now become smoky, nitshana aptila, and the wick has become smoky. Ketzadoseh, you've got to be meitiva, you clean the whole thing out, you start over again. Notein b'shemen kimidari shana. This time he says specifically, it has to be the original chatziluk. Omrev unabreder of Yehuda, omrev sheshet. Now this leads us to another issue. Now do you think about it? How did you clean it out? I mean, it's got a lot of stuff in it. Normally, when you clean out a lamp, you can bring it over to the sink, you turn it upside down, clean everything out. Problem is, the neirot in the menorah, I mean, were they removable? Because remember, the menorah was miksha. It was miksha, and there was no way to move it. How logistically did you manage this? Omer Avuna, Berei the Rabbi Yehuda Amar of Sheshet. The Ner Shebe Bigdash Shel Prakim Havi. Actually, it was a gooseneck. So that it was indeed made out of one piece of gold, but the upper piece was connected by a very thin wire of gold. It was all part of the original Kikar Zahav, and it could be moved. So that even though it wasn't taken off, but it could be bent. When it was bent, it was easier to clean. The cups that are the Ner that go into the top of the menorah, removable even though they couldn't be removable. So it was prokim. That's as opposed to chuliot. Chuliot means that there are actually different pieces. That was not true. Because he holds that when it says in the posik, miksha zahav, and it has to be kikar, it was referring not only to the body of the menorah, but to the neirot of the menorah, in which case the neirot of the menorah must have been a permanent part of the menorah. So how then was I able to move it? Only because it was connected through a gooseneck type of arrangement. But, I mean, it's still the logistic requirement for hatava, is there not? So kiven de miboy hatava. If it wasn't possible to move it, then you wouldn't get a good hatavat haner. Meitvei keitzad oseh, misalkanu menichan ba'oel, umekanchan besvog, v'nodin b'mshevnu madlikan. My God, here it says, you took out the neirot, cleaned them out with a sponge, and then you filled them up, put them back in. I mean, that's no way that that is going to fit with what Reb Sheshet said. Ah, now wait a minute. There's a machloket. That indeed was not like him. But who the omar ki hai tana? The tana. Chachamim omrim, lo ayum ezizino tamim koma. You didn't move the neirot, which is mashma, that if you wanted to, you could have moved it. Michal de e boile, that should be read as e boile lazuze matzimazizle. Had he wanted to move it, he would have been able to move it. How could he move it? Meaning it didn't move away from its place. In other words, it was connected. Man chachamim, Rabbi Elazar. The chachamim is going here, lo ayum ezizin, that's Rabbi Elazar. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok omer, kimin tas shel zahav. Hayala al gaban, will see that this is dependent on how you understand the pasuk of mikshah. Because the pasuk mentions the various parts. It says over there, Yirecha, Kadna, Gevyeh, Kaftreah, Brachea, Mimena, Yiyu. But it mentions the Nerotea and Malkachea and Machtotea separately. So is the Nerotea Mechubar to the Mimena, Yiyu? Or is it Mechubar to the Zahav Tahor at the end, which is not the same Kikar Zahav Tahor? The Kikar Zahav Tahor would only be the very body of the menorah. That's what it's going to end up being dependent on. If you hold that it didn't move from its place at all, so how indeed did you effectuate a hatava? Basically, with a mechanism. There was a tas that was actually movable, the way that they sell some of these disposable neirot for Hanukkah, where you have a little piece that covers the top of the Ner, through which the tilak comes, has a little hole to allow air. Yeah, a top. Here, the top itself was made out of gold and could be pressed. If you would press it in, it would expel all of the oil that was left, together with the tilak, everything comes shooting out. So you'd press it down, everything would shoot out. Then you'd have a cleared out. It was right up against the edge of the Ner. So as it pressed down, it cleaned everything and forced it up. When it came back up, you would just take a rag and wipe it. And then you could pour oil in through the hole and then put a pila into the hole.
Same hole, to clean that.
Same hole. That over here was something that was combining Ripshatius's point so that it was slightly bendable. And what you would do is you would press down on the tas as it bent to one side, which ejected the oil out of the small pea of the Ner, especially if you hold the Toshita that it was Tzofa in Doraim, so then that means, if you'll recall, as Rashi explains in Chodesh, each of the Neirot had a little opening where the Ptila was in that direction, towards the Neir in the middle, which was the Neir Ma'aravi, which had the P towards the Ma'arav. So according to this, the Tas was a combination of the an addition. So it's like a more sophisticated mechanism. It's not just a gooseneck, so to speak, but it was a gooseneck that had a self-cleaning mechanism, and it was a self-cleaning menorah, so that the Tas would force things out on the edge through the P. Kemin Tas shel zahav hayala al gaba, kishu metiva doch ko klape pia, kishunotein ba shemen doch ko klape rosha. So the way that he's learning, it means klape pia, you're dochik it in such a way that all of the dirty oil and the dirty tilot are forced out through the peh, I mean, the small part that faces the middle. When you leave it to go back up again, that forces it up to the top. And what is the machlokes perplukta dani tanoi? The tanya minorah v'neiroteha ba'a ba'ot mina kikar. The menorah and the neirot, that comes from the kikar zahav. Again, we need to be medayik in the psukim, because the pasuk that speaks about the kikar, zahav tahor, so it says like this, ve'asita menorah zahav tahor miksha te'asya menorah, and then it lists the part of the menorah. So we have yirecha, kana, givyea, kaftorea, firachea, all of these things, mimena yihiyu. Doesn't say the word neirotea. We have another pasuk that says, V'yasita et neirotea shiv'a, ve'ela et neirotea ve'yir alev r'paneha. Okay, that was a machlok. What exactly? Ve'yir alev r'paneha. We've been talking about the middle there. It comes along the third pasuk and says, U'malkacheha u'machtoteha zahav tahor. But not mentioning neirotea. So that means we have three separate psukim addressing separate parts of the menorah. The goof of the menorah, where we have the kaftor, the ferach, and the kana, and so on. All of those things are from that zahav tahor miksha. The malkachea machtotea, which are the tongs that are used for cleaning out, pulling out the ptila, and so on. And the shovel that's used to scrape it out. That is zahav tahor. That's other zahav. At least that's the pashtus of the pasuk. And then the neirot somewhere in the middle over there. Which way did they go? So here we have a machloket. The Tanakhama says the menorah together with the neirot are part of the kikar zahav. But the malkacheh umachtoteha, that's a separate zahav tahor, not kikar. So that's not coming mina kikar. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, no, the neirot were also not part of the kikar. Menorah haita ba'a mina kikar. But the neirot and the malkacheh and machtoteha, all of the three didn't come from the kikar. But Micah Mifuge Bahaikra. They're arguing about how to read the pasuk kikar zahav tahor, ya'aseh otat kol ha'kelim ha'ele. So, lamanu lamenorah shaba'a min ha'kikar. How do you know that the neirot also come from that kikar, since it doesn't say it in that pasuk? Because it says, et kol ha'kelim ha'ele. If it's kol hakelim to include the neirot, maybe kol hakelim include malkacheh machtoteha. No, Talmud lomar ota. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah. So it means we have a balance. So on the one hand, only it, but there's also a riboy. The riboy is the neirot. Only it is mamayat the kelim that are used for cleaning. Wait a minute, Rabbi Nechemiah. How did Rabbi Nechemiah say that? Minorah haita ba'a min hakikar, but nothing else. Lo neirotea umalkocheh machtoteha ba'ot min hakikar. It's a contradiction to the previous Rabbi Nechemiah. So did the neirot come from the kikar or not? Well, there were trei tanoi aliv de Rabbi Nechemiah. That's not a problem. Now Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, the menorah ba'a min hakikar and nothing else. Ein malkocheh machtoteha neirotea ba'a min hakikar. So why does it say it? Kol hakelim ha'ela? It's certainly coming to be marba something. So mani mekayim et kol hakelim ha'ela? Sheyu kelim shel zahav. That's the point. What do you mean, sheyu kelim shel zahav? It says that. Zahav behed yektiv ba. It says, v'asita neirotea shiv'a, Ve'alat nerotea, ve'hira le'vipaneha, u'bakachem atotea zahav tahor. I mean, I can read that without a riboy of kolakeli me'ele. Yes, but you're not including the rings, the disposable rings around the top, which to keep them always shiny. Now, those used to get used up because the fire would burn along the edges and they would become mushkar.
This is where the actual flame was.
The flame was in the pinerot, that little piece where the tilah bent over into. So, salka daite chamina ho the pinerot ashkre mishkar. Since that part is always getting blackened, so maybe over there, HaTorah chasa b'manom shel Yisrael. We've seen before that the Torah does not want Klal Yisrael to waste money, in which case that piece should be made out of cheaper gold, not absolutely the top gold. V'liyavid zav koldo, that's because zav tor, make it any kind of gold. Kamash malan, that this is also kol hakelim ha'ela, even the pineirot. My Ika ben Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, they're both saying the exact same list of kelim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan birutzei midot yigvinar. Limad yomim mimata lamala, kasava biritzo amidot yitkadashu, urviyit yoyv l'rachmano l'moshe. And he told Moshe, sha'er with this, in which case ka'ayali birutzei, obviously in the larger kelim. Whereas the man the omer mibala lamata kazava birutzei midot lo nitkadashu, and therefore when Hakadosh Baruch Hu in yoyev le'rachmana le'Moshe ve'amar le'sha'er baha dekanafki birutzin, there's no way to do that unless you're going to lose the birutzin. Abaye omer, it's not an issue of how you actually did it or anything like that. Dekulei alma birutzei midot is whatever. I mean, no reason to make it a machloket, whether it is included, not included. Maybe yes, ikalameir nitkadashu, ikalameir lo nitkadashu, because that's not the issue here. The issue here is bimleim komiflage, shnehem mileim solet. Those are on the mizrakot. So man yomer milamala lamata kasavar, mileim means precise. Shelo yechasar, v'shelo yotir. Man yomer mimata lamala, he says mileim just means shelo yechasar. But yotir, what's so bad about being yotir? That's also mele'im. And either that's because it's a simen, as Taisa says, you're increasing, or increase means that you're going in the direction of more, or it means there's a problem because of the little additional amount that's included in each kli, which here would be doubled, or there's a problem because of foaming. There are three possibilities. Omar Mar Rabbi Shimon Omer Lo Haya Sham Hin. That's a good point. Shabrakam Rabbi Shimon Rabban. What would we need a hin for? Rabbanan. What do you mean? It was the hin of an Moshe l'Shabbat Mishka. The three Shemen Zayit Hin. So what's the machloket? Mar Savar Kivin to the Dorot Lo Avit Sarif. Why would we make it l'fisha'a? We make it to keep. We make it to use. So l'fisha'a with the Avdei the Agnis the Idach Kivin the Have Have. Omar ma vet mi avi tachtav, I'm lo sagi de lo maya, but it's a magic number. Kiri omar vina, yes, indeed, there are magic numbers. Gemiri shteis bichot bitzibur, apparently, yochanan gemiri sheva midot shalach, ayu ba migdash. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok omer shnatot ayu behid. You mean to tell me that Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok holds that there aren't sheva midot, letle sheva midot? No, again, what's so terrible if letle? V'ibayitema, my sheva midot, sheva mididot. Revi'it ma'ayta meshameshet, revi'it ba'im l'mitzora, revi'it shemen l'nazir, chatzilug ma'ayam meshabesh, chatzilug ma'ayam l'sota, chatzilug shemen l'toda, belug, hayam odet l'kol ha'menachot. In fact, afilu milcha shel shishim yisoron, noten lo shishim lug, 60 times. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov omer, afilu mincha shel shishim yisaron ein la ela luga, and we don't add anymore. Shenemar la mincha velok shamen shisha, that was the chatzi ein, that's lepar arba'a la ayil, and that's the shlishitayin, and the shlosha, which is the revi'itayin, that was for the keves, and all together for menorah we needed shlosha umechza, but we didn't have a kli for that. We had the chatzi lug l'chol ner. Yatav Rebbe v'kakashile, I understand what they're used for, but why are we mekadesh them? Revi'it lama nimshecha. I mean, you told me we used it for the mitzorah, but you don't need a kli sharet for that. That was done mechutz. And if you're going to tell me it was for the nazir to be mekadesh, the lechem of the nazir, and the lechem of the nazir is mekudash through the shechita of the ayil. You're forgetting one. You need it to be modei l'chavitei kohen gadol, because the revi'it shemen went for each challah. Remember, we had to split it up. Kori alei, mi eretz merchak ish atzati. Chatzi lugma haya meshamesh. So again, Rebbe was yotif v'kakashale. I understand what we need it for, but what does it need meshicha for? Lama nimshach. Ile sota, well, sota is bringing you water from chulin, and that you require the trich and the kedushi. The pasuk said mayim kedoshim, and mayim kedoshim must mean it was already taken out of a kli sharet. If it's for the toda, alach me toda was b'shchita toda u'dekatshe. Omale Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, because we needed to be mechalek chatzuluk shem in the kol ner v'ner. Amarlo, wow, we speaking of ner, ner Yisrael, you're absolutely right. Kachaya. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi, ner shekafta. Nichana shemen, nichana ptila, forget about it. Start over again. Ketzor oseh, mitiva v'notein b'shemen umadlika. Yotiv Rebbe Zrika v'komi bo'ele, and kishu notein b'shemen. You start over kemida rishona, or kemoshe chasra. Omer Rebbe Yirmeh, well, pshita de kemida rishona. If you're going to tell me kemoshe chasra, how would you know my chaser? V'chi tema, no, estimate. So then you'd have to have a different kli for every estimation. Im kein sheva midot, nafish la midot tuva, hori aleva ador chatzlach, rechav al dvar emet, ve'advat sedek. Itmar nami omer rebi abol, omer rebi yochran, varmil omer rebi abo, omer rebi chanina, omer rabi, ner shechavta, nitshana shebesh, nitshana aptila, throw it all out, ketzer ose, metiva v'noten b'shemen, kimida rishona. How would you go about doing the atava? Then there should be mikdash al prakim of it. Kasava ki ktiv kikar mikshet a menorah and the neirot, in which case the neirot had to be connected to the menorah aktiv. So kiven di boy atava, if it wouldn't have been a prakim, lo haya mighty valley. Meitved, ketzeru osa, misalkan minichan ba'ohel, obviously he took them off of the menorah. That's true, but Rib Sheshet was going like another Tanya. Who the Obraki High Tana the Tanya? Chachamim Omrim Lohayu Mezizino Tamim Koma. What do you mean Lohayu Mezizin? You mean it was mezizalable? Mechal the Iboile Lazuze. Matsi Mazizal. No, I mean Lohaita Zazami Mekoma. You couldn't remove the actual Neirot. That's how I hope. Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Kimitas Shel Zahav, Ayala Al Gaba, and Kishuhu Metiva Dochko, Klape Pia, and that bends the gooseneck, and Kishunotin Bashem Dochko, Klape Rosha. Ubeplukta Danitanoi, the Tanya, Minorav Neiroteha, Bo'ot min hakikar, ve'in malkacheha u'machtotea min hakikar. Whereas Rabbi Nehemiah says, minorah haita ba'a min hakikar, but nothing else. Lo neirotea u'malkacheha u'machtotea bo'ot min hakikar. But Maika, miflgei ba'aykra, detanya, kikar zahav tar yase ota lamadu l'minorah sheba'a min hakikar. Minayin l'rabot, even the neirot, amulamr kol hakelima ela. You might think, even the Malkachea, Umachtotea, Talmud Lomarota, Divrei Rebbe Nehemia. And of course, the contradiction to the previous Rebbe Nehemia. So did the Neirot come from the Kikar or not? That the Gemara will ask. Kashe the Rebbe Nehemia, the Rebbe Nehemia. Treitano, you'll leave the Rebbe Nehemia. Rebbe Yoshua ben Karchaomer, Minorah ba'a min hakikar, nothing else. V'in malkocheo machtotea v'neirotea ba'a min hakikar. Elamah, nimekeimet kol hakelim ha'ela to make from zahav. that all the kelim are needed to be from Zahav, but not from the Kikar Zahav. Zahav, that's a preferential pasuk. It says, V'asita et nerotea shiva, V'alat nerotea, V'yira lever panea, U'malkachem baktotea, Zahav tahor, nu. So what do I need a ribui? Ah, because it doesn't mention the pinerot over here, right? So nitzcher on the pinerot, salka daita chamina, all the time. That's a Torah chasa. Amamanam shal Yisrael. V'le'avid zahav koldu. What do you need? It has to be zahav tahor. Kamash malan. Kol ha'keli ma'ele have to be zahav tahor.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle. Today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Yesterday we got up to that Pekas and Aleph were at the two dots. And we learned the Brisa immediately after during the Mishnah, in which it appeared that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were saying the same thing. They went through the number of Midas. The only difference was that when Rabbi Yehuda went through the Midas, he started with the Revias and worked his way up to the Hin. And when Rabbi Meir listed the Midas, he started with the Hin, like our Mishnah, and worked his way down to the Revias. And it's so strange to have two different Shitas. And that is simply saying the same thing. So Ma'ika asks the Gemara today to do that. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What in the world is the difference between them? Omer Yochanan. The difference between them is actually significant. Because Birutzei Midot Ika ben Yehuda, the Afkamina will be as to what the halacha is, legabe, the extra material that comes out on top because of surface tension. The shaila is how far. Now, actually, there's a Loshlim Rashi that learns that the issue over here is not surface tension, but it's rather the tendency for foaming. So in pouring, there's a foaming effect. Everybody was waiting for you for the birthday party, Shabbat Josh was waiting for you. Terrible. The pizza, the whole business. Okay, so what does it have to do with Lamala, Lamata, Lamata, Lamala? Because with Yochanan and Tainas, Lamata, Yama, Mimata, Lamala, if you start from the lower midas and you pour them and you go up in the Mishnah to the bigger midas, then this has a practical implication in understanding the way that the midas were given over to Meshur Rabbeinu. The Etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Meshur Rabbeinu a shear for a revius, and that's the halacha of Meshur Misina. And then he said, revius yoivle rakwana l'meshur, and Kavi Yochel, he said, Sha'er, use this to be Meshayer the other midas. So what does that mean? That in order to create a hin, you're going to take this revius, and you're going to pour it into the lug four times, and then 12 times of the lug into the hin, and so on, right? Each time, because you're going from a smaller mida into a bigger mida, you don't have to measure carefully. You pour. You dump it in. So if you dump it in, and you don't have to measure carefully, basically you're going to end up with a little difference each time with the extra bit that comes from the lower mida. Now again, there's different pirushim as to whether the point in a lower mida, it seems to be machlokas rishonim, is that the smaller, in other words, every mida always consists of a hechreya as well. And Rashi over here, not the Rashi of Sarmiya, but Rashi over here brings the raya from the union of the kalabon. Now the kalabon is the hechreya of the chatzi shekel. Because if you bring all shekels, so then you're giving essentially a little bit less, because each chatzi shekel includes a little bit more to make up for rubbing effects and so on. So every small mida will always include a little bit of a hechreya.
Hakrim is to be makriya, to be sure, to go a little bit over, to be sure that you have what you have, so that whatever minor tendencies there are to rub away, or to put in a little less, and so on, are made up for the fact that, so if you do that, you're going from bottom up. So one approach would be that therefore you're including every Hechrei Amida.
Because
if you're putting, if you're putting in 12 of Raviyas instead of starting from the top, and each time you're going up, which means that there's a little bit extra, which is what our president, who came in just at the right moment, was asking yesterday, Legabe, the question of the little bit of oil that will go over on the top. So that means that the Torah is telling you that that's included also, and that that's also Kadesh in the Mida. Masha'im King, if you learn that you're going from top down, so then if you start off with a hin, you have to pour very carefully to fill up the Mida on the body. If you're pouring carefully, then there is no foaming, if it's a foam effect. And you can go exactly to the top. And there's no meaning of saying that they were Makadish to be Rutse Nidas.
So the
That's also an approach that each time you have to include a little bit more because of the there is a mashmos like that in the Rashi, not Tzaviyat. Now Shenke, the other man, the Yomar, who holds that we go mimala lamata if we start at the Tehin, like in our mission, like Rabbi Meir does. So then he holds Kasavri Birutzi Midas Lonis Kadashu. The Hin Yahiv Lerachman on the Meshah, the Shira of Alokal Meshah Misinai was a Shira of a Hin. And he said, Shaira Baha, use this Hin to be Meshah, the lesser Midas. In which case, the Konaki Birutzi. There's no Birutzi Midas. Each Midah is given exactly its part out of this Hin. Abaya says, oh, come on, I mean, that's the logistics of pouring from one kli to the other, that's the machlokas. Kuli Yalma, we would say, Amidas, well, I don't know what they all, the Nikolamim Niskadashu, Kimberamelon Niskadashu. Very difficult to believe that that's the point. Harcha bimelayim come here for today. The question over here is, the Torah talks about Shnehen Melayim, right? And that's a reference to a Mizrak, Mizrak Echad Kesef. So if a Mizrak is Malay, so how do we understand Malay? Is Malay Mamish to the point? Exactly. Or is Malay plus? And then it's filled. If it's a little bit more, that's also filled. So that's the question of how to understand the Malay. The man the Yomar, who says Milamala Lamata, Kasavar Malayim Shelo Yachsav Lo Yosir. If you're going from top down, then you don't have any little bit extra. You're pouring it exactly. If you hold, you're going down, up. So then, from the lower shear to the upper shear. So what he's, by the way, Tosu says, the simplest drug, Tosu says, the point of here is, it's not a question of the logistics. It's a question of simon ledover. So, in other words, it's a simon, the same way that if we're talking about going from top down, seems to be like lessening, going from bottom up seems to be like, increasing. It's just a question of how it's phrased. So the other man, the Yomar, holds, Mamata Lamala, Malayim Shelo Yechsar. It only means that it shouldn't be Choser. Avo Yosir is also Malayim. If you have a little bit more, so that means that the upper shear is the shear of two smaller shear. And over here, either it's a simon or it's literal, because we'll be using Hechrei Amida, so we'll be building it up. So Yosi, you can build it up and have a little bit extra. So when you add up all these reviyas, in each one, let's say there's a tenth of a percent extra because of the Hechrei. Okay, so you end up with quite a few reviyas, and those tenths of a percent, they add up significantly. So you end up with a shemen that can be a little bit itself on top. Monura, toss him a lane. Omar Mar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, then Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said, Lo haya sham hin. What would we need a hin for anyway? So why would we have a hin? You know what? Shapik Amal Rabbi Shimon Rabban, it's a very good point. We never use that hin again, because we know that the Shemen HaMishcha, exactly like the Shemen of the Neis Chanukah, we say was Zeh. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh Zeh, by the way, there's even a shita that the Shemen of Chanukah was the Shemen HaMishcha. That was the trap that was hidden because it was something that wasn't needed, and then it wasn't used in the Beis Hamikdash later. That was, it was hidden together with other, okay, so it was Nizgala for Hanukkah, so. But in any event, because that's the nature of the Shemen HaMishkan, that Zeh means Zeh L'Doreis, that it started with Zeh, with your base, and it ends up with your base, and it never changes, even though you used it all the time for the Kalim, for the Kalim Gedalim, for Malachim, and so on. It was never Chaser. So what would we need another hint for? Says the Gemara, the truth is that the Rabbanan only, they don't argue. They agree that there was no use for hint. But they say the hint that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Shemen HaMishkan, the Chsiv, V'Shemen Zayis Hin, so that was the hint. So Marasav, Kivin L'Zorz, L'Avik, Sorah, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, that since that hint was acknowledged at the time that it would not be required in the Dairites, so it was L'Gvi Shavudavte. L'Chatchila, when Moshe Rabbeinu made it, he made it to be used only L'Fisha. He didn't make it as one of the Kvuim, the Midai Sakuim in the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was magnificent, because, well, we're going to scale him that are Shaloi L'Tzerech. Masha'in came, the Rabbanan held that Ida, Kivan Dehavi Havi, having made this as part of the Melechas HaMishkan, for the Kedushas HaMishkan, and so on, it became part of the formal status of the Kalim and the Mishkan. So in other words, even though each of these Kalim, we'll see later in an analysis of the usage of this Kalim, also a similar idea, that even though these Kalim are been defined here by various things that we use them for, the truth is the uses are more logistical than the formalistic statement about Sheva Midas. There's something about Sheva Midas that's important. So having made such a Midas, it becomes part of the structure of the Sheva Midas, Taina the Rabbanan, and the male of the other Midas have to be adjusted accordingly. If you hold that it wasn't included, so then you'll have to find a substitution, and that's why he asked before, so what am I going to put in instead? But there's a structure of Midas that are interrelated that define themselves, and we know obviously there's, I mean, the same thing is true of the spheres. You have the Sheva spheres, Tachta Meis, a sphere as a Midas, essentially. It's a description of it's a number. That's what sphere means. So that's the point over here. These Midas are essentially symbolic. I don't like the word symbolism, is that we're going to use symbolism. But they actually are elements of the expression of various ideas. And therefore, the Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and he felt that this was something that was kavua, even though I don't use it again. But I didn't make new. I didn't need a hin. I didn't use the hin. The hin was only used for the initial making of it. Omar Ma. So you said, if I don't have the hin, so what am I going to bring instead of the hin? I said, why do you have to bring anything instead of the hin? Who asked you? Lo sagi de lo maya, well, there's something wrong in not bringing another mita. Yes, because kiryam ravina, kimiri shteis michas betzibur. You noticed before that numbers were important in a mesera in how to deal with the Beis HaMikdash. So look, Maharsha, we had before, we have a Kabbalah, there's two smichas b'tzibur. That was the smicha of the Parhalim Davash al Tzibur, and the smicha of the Sarah Mishtaleach. I mean, we were questioning whether there should be other smichas. Ravina said, we have a Kabbalah, there's two smichas b'tzibur. There's also a Kabbalah of seven midas b'tzibur, in the Beis HaMikdash. So Achanami Gemir, the Sheva Midas Shalachai b'Mikdash. So therefore, he's saying, so what am I going to do instead, if I'm taking out the hin? So I have to figure out what the other meter was. There were actually markings in the hin, and they represented the different amounts. Atkan lekeves, atkan ayel, atkan lapar. So then, what are you saying? So then, what's the letle sheva meter? So he doesn't hold them in the sheva. You just made a big deal about it that I have to replace, and he's saying the chlal. I didn't even. By the way, it seems to be my focus over here, Rishonim, as to whether the hin was marked with shnatot for every mida, including the revias, or only those who were mentioned in the Mishnah, those three, Atkan, the Kevas, and so on, but the other, the revias, and the Chatzilug, and so on, were still there separately. So there would be the other four midas. There's also a question in the Girs, if you take a look at the Girs in the Rashi also, he says, Lo hayasham ela arba midos elahim, or is it supposed to be lo hayasham sheva midos elahim divad? The Tosfos discusses that issue over here. But in any event, does he not hold it as sheva midos? Look, it could be less. Like maybe he didn't have that kabbalah. Vibayz emo, or he did have a kabbalah of seven. But wasn't seven midos that needed to be separate containers? Seven medidas. So he held that it means that there were seven stages. But it's also a getter of mida. So my sheva midas is sheva medidas. Revi'it ma hayta mishameshet. What purpose was served by the revi'is? Well, you have a revi'is mayim lemitzera. Part of the tairas hamitzera is to shech the tzipor hachaya mayim chayim. How much mayim chayim? A revi'is. And you have a revi'is shemen lenazir. Because remember, the nazir, we had a whole discussion before that we used two out of the three of the types of chalais that are used. So if it works out, the amount of shemen that you'll need is one revi'is connected that amount that you would have needed for the lachmi teda. Chatzi lugmayim shamesh. Well, you have chatzi lugmayim for the seita, where you're supposed to make the mei seita together with the sprinkle on it, the karka from the mishkan, and that was mayim. And then you have a chatzi lugshemen that was lateda, where over there you have all of the minim of the chalitz. And the lug, well, that obviously was lug ayamadei the koloman office. I mean, the lug was the standard. Now, even if you would bring a mincha of shishi nisar, of course, the reason that we have a maximum of shishi, normally we would say afilu meya, I mean, what shishi? Because you remember that we have the shaila of kol haroi levila and bila ma'keves, because she'ena ru'i levila. And ena ru'i levila is more than shishi nisar. As we can't mix properly more than shishi nisarim and in one time. So even a mincha that has shishi nisarim, you would still use the lug 60 times to measure, but you wouldn't have a larger container of shishim lug for shishim nisarim. But so it's prorated indeed, lug li nisarim, but there's no other kli. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says it's not prorated. I don't know what you're referring to. If it's a mincha, single mincha always takes one lug. I don't care how much solet there is. Afilu mincha shal shishimi saron of solet ain't la ela lug dam. There's only one lug of shemen. Shenemar la mincha v'lug shemen. So you see the mincha goes always with the lug shemen, no matter what the mincha is. Then we have shisha lapar, arba la'ayel, v'shlosh lekeves. Now this is very misleading, because as the Rambam points out in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's mashma from here that you're actually using the lug. But we're not. We're using the hin and the chatmin and the shlir. So don't mix this up, he says, with the previous thing. We're not continuing now the use of the lug. But there's a beautiful, I think this Vasandas points out, that it's clear from the Mishnah, the Pashtas, because the Mishnah changes direction. Before, it was going from the smaller amount to the upper amount. If it would have been continuing that process, it would have started with the keves, and then gone to the aisle, and then gone to the par. By the very virtue of changing the order, and talking about what's needed for the par, then the aisle, then the keves, it's clear. There's not a continuation of the use of the loop. So the Tana uses this device to make sure that the reader doesn't make a mistake. Now, we also use shleisha u'mechza, in terms of, just by the way, you should know that you would need 3.5 lug for the menorah. Not that there's such a, but basically you're taking a chatzi lug, which was one of the measurements, so a chatzi lug l'chol mer. Now, it's very interesting that in the Gemara it's going to turn out that the chatzi lug, the only real reason we need the chatzi lug is for this purpose. Because Rebbe's going to point out that the chatzi lug is not really needed for the purposes listed in the Mishnah. So that what turns out to be an agav statement here at the end of the Mishnah is actually very fundamental in understanding what's going on. We'll have to figure out why the Mishnah does it this way. But Yosef Rebbe, because actually Rebbe was sitting and was bothered by the fact that it says over here the revias is needed for the revias mayim lemitzera and the revias shemen lenazir. But why in the world would it have to be a Kli Shoreis? That's ready. Logistically, I understand. And again, this is where I was maramis to you earlier, that there's two levels in understanding this. There's the usage of it, and then there's the formalism of the Kedusha of it. Rebbe was bothered by the question of what is the excuse for having Kedusha in the Revius? Why do I need Mashiach for a Revius? Imit Seira. To what? You're going to tell me because I need a Revius Mayim for the blood of the Tzipor HaChaya. Right? I don't understand why I need a Kli Shoreis for that. I mean, that wasn't even done in the Azara. That's done Bachutz. So that's outside of Shar Nikna that we do that. So why would I need to have it with Kli Kardesh? The Nazir. Why am I doing it for the Nazir? What? In order that I should be able to use this Shemen to use for the Lachmei Nazir. Lachmei Nazir is supposed to be Kardesh. So now I want to have Kedusha in the Shemen for the service. We said before that the Lechem Nazir becomes Kodesh with the Shechita of the El Nazir, right? So it's the Shechita Zayim with the Kodesh. Amalei Reb Chiya said to him, the real reason that we need the Revius is because Shabbat Hayom Odeh L'chavitei Kohen Gadol Revius Shemen Akol Chalav HaChalav. That Mishnah doesn't even mention that. If that's the whole reason that we need, so again, it's clear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not coming to tell me why we need the Kedusha of the Sheva Midas. The Mishnah is coming to tell me to what purpose is it put once I have it. The reason that the Svasena speaks out also that what then is the reason that the Mishnah gives the other usages and not mention the one that made the Kedusha? Because the one that made the Kedusha would not have been Mechayev it to be that from the Tzibur at all. Since Chavite Kohen Gadol are his own, so he would have said, okay, so let the Kohen Gadol have himself a Revius. What do we need for that the Tzibur should have a Revius that's Kedush? After all, it's his. He's believed to pay for everything else. He has to bring me Beisei. So let him bring the Revius to Beisei to make it the Kaddish. Therefore, we're just saying, okay, the usage we definitely have. The Tzibur has a usage. So the question is, shall we already make it, since we do have an Indian of Kedusha on this thing? So it must be one of the Sheva Midas of Kedusha. Okay, once that's true, we'll use the ones of Kedusha to do all of our devices with. You'll ask, if that's the case, then we're going to be Makadesh, Shalolot Tzorach things, if we're going to use it, let's say, for the Mayim of the Mitzvah, then why doesn't that Mayim become possible Yetzin? Because I use the Kli Kodesh to be Makadesh the Mayim.
Where?
What's the Kli Kodesh? It's in this possible Yetzin.
The
Mayim is done outside of the Yetzin. Okay, so that guy just explains that the Kli is only Makadesh something that's Roy to be Makadesh. I don't need it to be Makadesh, I want it to be Makadesh, then there's no mocker for it to be Makadesh, even if I'd wanted it, because that's not what it's Roy for. So obviously these Mayim don't need to be Kadesh, so the Kli won't be Makadesh. The only question is, what we're looking for over here, I can't stress this enough, is a way in which we mesh the element of the formalism of the Kli with Lomaitz of the usage of the Kli. So we know that there is such a Kli, because it's needed for something that's even mentioned in the Mishnah. It's needed for Chavite Kohen Gadol. Now the question is, to what purpose do we put it? Okay, it's used for this, it's used for that. Lamais, it's used. If it wouldn't be for the fact, it would be used, so we would have had the Kohen Gadol bake it for himself.
Where do we get the cross usage? I mean, what the rabbis hinting at before, we talked about the Hina, we don't use the Hina anymore. So here we have the same kind of thing. But where do we get the permission? What's the right that they can cross use?
No, your question should be better. Your question should be the cross usage isn't important. Where would we get the idea? Because if we kept the Hina only because we once used it,
right.
So why do we ask, so what do we use these Kalim for? So we don't use them, so who cares?
Yeah.
Just give me a list of things that I did use. You never gave me a use of a
hymn. Right.
Okay, so I mean that's clearly the issue of whether it's usable is important to us. So if it isn't usable, I don't even raise the issue. It turns out that Rabbi Shimon's question triggers the next Mishnah. That's the point, which is very beautiful. Yeah. That's what he says. What do I need a hymn for? He says, so what do you need anything for? You don't need a Kli Kodesh in the Rebbe's. And we'll see, you don't need a Kli Kodesh for the Lakora for the usages that you collect Rebbe's next problem. So, but he answered, what do you need a hint for? It's the Rabbanon, a group of saying, look, you don't need anything for anything, maybe. That's not the point. It's having been there is what's important. It's being there now, we'll use it if we need it.
Establish the value.
Yeah. Chatzilu Mahayamishamish. So Rebbe was bothered by this also. Yosef Rebbe Vukakashile. I don't understand. You say Chatzilu, then you give an answer. The answer doesn't make sense. You're saying, we need the Chatzilu for Mei Seita. Where was the Mei Seita taken from? The Kiyar. The Vechichulinu. The Tzrich of the Kedushin. Why would I need a Klisha? Again, my problem is the Klisharis element. Why is there Kedusha in the Kli for Mei Seita? If anyway it was Makudish because I take it from the Kiyar. So why do I have to be Makadish in a Kli? It says Mayim Kedashim. Mayim Kedashim Tzib. What's your other reason? I need it for the Teda. For what? For what purpose? That the Shemen should be Kedash, that the Lechem should be Kedash. Lach me Teda B'shchita Tzedu the Kachi. We established earlier that that's also not true. Omele Rabbi Shimon Barabi. So his son, Rabbi Shimon, told him, because you need a chatziluk shemen l'chol ner v'ner, which Lamaite has mentioned agav at the end of the Mishnah, right? So the real point is that you need it for the kedusha of the shemen of the menorah. Omar lo, ner Yisrael. And of course this is because we're talking over here about the hashpa of the ner of the menorah. He said, ner Yisrael, kachaya. Indeed, that's it. By the way, I left out the previous one. By Rabbi Chia, Kari Alei Rabbi was impressed with what Rabbi Chia said. Rabbi Chia came from Bava. So Rabbi said, oh, Mieretz Merchak Ish Atzati. Here, I had to come schlep all the way from Bava just to give me this pshat. So here he kind of Ner Yisrael. Kachaya. Indeed, that's where it was. Lemaisa, I mean, there's a whole, this occurs a number of times, this mimer of Ner Yisrael, in different cities, not Negei the Menorah. Question, okay, Tosaf says over here that at least in the Sugya of Eric, when he was talking about Ner Yisrael, Lagabe the Levana, the Kiddush Levana, as you can say, it has to do with Or. Maybe it has to do with Or. There's a whole Rav Tzadik that discusses Ner Yisrael in the sense of the Hashpah, in the same way that the Meirah was the Hashpah of Chochmah for a door. So on an individual who's able to be a mocker of Hashpah for a door, it's called Ner Yisrael. So in other words, the Chokhmah that he achieves is directly is given over to the Kreches of the door. This is something that, the famous story of the Gra, that he had fasted for like 3 days to figure out a Pshat and the Pasuk. And then what was that?
And then
Reb Chaim came in. Reb Chaim Vital was devastated that he had walked by a cheder. Not Reb Chaim Vital, but Reb Chaim Vital, not a problem. The Nefesh HaChaim had walked by a cheder and he heard the Rebbe's telling the kids the pasuk with the Gra's transcript. That's what the pasuk means. So, I mean, how could it be my Rebbe if the Gayan Hazar took him 3 days of Paddy's and driving us crazy to figure out what this chat was, and then some cheder Rebbe says it was another pasuk? So the Gra explained to him, that's the union, is that once something is defined, it becomes, you don't have to teach it to anyone, it becomes
in the world,
and you find this in science all the time, it's incredible, where you have mamash on the same day, Kimat, people coming up with the same chiddush, that's what it's always machokas, it was first, because literally it's machodesh within minutes of each other. Around the world. It's an awful celebrity. It's a hashpah in the world. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi. Ner shekavta nitshana shemen nitshana haptila. Okay, now, there's a number of very important machlokas over here. If the ner of the menorah went out, so Rashi, what does this mean? If it went out in the middle of the night, so then, in the same way, this again, Rashi learns this is a very fetchy pshat because it's not the way that we would read it. Rashi learns in the same way that the ptila was nitshana, it became dirty and became ash. So you can't use the ash part. You'll have to rub off the ash. The same way that you can't reuse the ash. For all intents and purposes, you can't reuse the shemen. Nitshara shemen. And you will now have to refill it and use new shemen and relight it. Empty it, be made, and relight it. Now, the Rashba Taina, there is no din of relighting the menorah, first of all. Who goes out? Who ever heard of such a thing? We have the din of Matov in the morning. If it's gone out, it's fine. And not. There's no meaning of lighting a menorah in the middle of the night. Furthermore, he learns the pshat is like this. Nichana, if in fact Nichana Shemen, meaning if the Shemen got dirty, so what happened was sputtering or whatever, and then so if Lamaisa was ruined, then you're Madashin the whole thing. But not that by definition you have to be Madashin the whole thing. This, by the way, is very Nageya, because the Machlokas over here, some Taina against the Beis Yosef's Pshat in the Neis Chanukah. Right? And the famous question of Beis Yosef, why do you have the 8 days of Chanukah? There was no Neis the first day. But, right? So he says, no, each day the Shemen was left over. So the Taina against the Beis Yosef, if each day the Shemen was left over, the way we're actually learning over here, you'd have to throw out all the Shemen. So how could you use the Shemen anyway? Because it would be Nichana. Right? But with the Rajah's chat, it's not a problem, because it wasn't Nichana, it was fresh, clear. There's no problem of reusing it. There's only a problem if Lamaisa became Nichana. Ketzad Osa. So what do? Meitiva v'notim v'shemen u'madli. You make it the whole mare, put in a new ptila, make everything pretty, clean, and then you put a new oil in your mouth. See, Yosef Rebbe Zreka v'kami boyele kishu hu notim v'shemen. So now if you're going to relight, kimidari shona o kamisha chasra, what do you do? Do you put in now enough shemen to make up the difference? Or do you put in always, whenever you're putting in shemen, you start from the beginning and put in the entire amount? So it will always be a chatziluk. Omrib Yirmiyav, of course you always put in a chatziluk. Pshita, the kimidari shona. Di'i kamisha chasra. If you're going to tell me that you put in as much as was used, so how are you going to know how much was used? If you're going to tell me that you're Mishayah, so you measure, you figure out, you prorate it. So then you would have to have an infinity of midas to fix exactly how much oil you're going to put in.
You have to know beforehand what you're putting in.
Yeah, no. That the Kli is only going to be Mekadosh what you need. Kori Alei. So he said about Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Zvika said about Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'hadrach tzlach rechav al dvar emez v'an v'tzedek. Beautiful, beautiful. Mamish, you are gorgeous. Itmanam am Rabbi Avu, am Rabbi Yechadam, v'am lom Rabbav, am Rabbi Chanina. The past is quoting Rabbi. Ner shechavta nitchan hashemen shnitchana aptila. Ketzad hazeh meitiva v'notin v'hashemen kimida rishona u'madlika. Omre v'nim v'redi v'yud omra. No, that's where we get into. Omre v'nim v'redi v'yud omra. Sheishes ner shebimigdash shel prokim ha. The six neres and ner chanakev of the ner amishkan were made out of prakim. Now, there's two approaches to this. It doesn't mean shel chuliyos. In other words, it doesn't mean that it was you could actually remove it. It just means shel prakim. Now, normally shel prakim means that it was hinged. Over here, it can't mean that it was hinged, because as we'll see, it's dependent. This whole sugya is going according to the Bandi Omer, who holds that the kikar of Zohar includes the neres themselves. So in which case it has to be kulay miksha. You can't make a hinge by kulay miksha. There's no way to do that. Right? That's basically the reason that we don't have balei chayim running on wheels, even though wheels are not easier to get around on. We have legs. Because in order to have a wheel, you have to have a brake and then you make a hole. So over here, there's no way to make a hinge. So what does it mean? So Rashi learns two approaches. One approach is much more commensurate with the sugya later on. That within the nair, what you had was is a very thin piece of gold that was movable up and down, So when you press on one end, it would come up on the other. Right? And that was used as a device to pull up from the bottom, which would force all of the shemen up that wasn't used, together with the tzila and any ash that was at the bottom. And then when you would want to refill it, you push it back in, fill it up, so that each time you could always pull it back up. So what you ended up with was a thin piece of gold that boiled down to a hinge. But it was mechuber, it was all mechuber.
It's like those little, when you want to give your child, alcohol for kids, they have a little syringe that you push it out and out, you suck it in and then you push it out.
Yeah, but over here it was mechuber, it wasn't a...
It was
still attached, but that's the way it would work. It would work like a plunger. So that seems to be more like the sugya. Yeah, that seems to be more like the sugya later on, and is the pashtus of the sugya. The other very gold is soft.
So it's malleable enough.
Sure,
because of malleability, attack.
Yeah, of course.
And it won't.
No, because it's not bent that way.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
No. Now the other pshat, which is really strange, and their Moshe Baruch's objection is a valid objection, is that the actual branches of the menorah, right, and this is the sheshes menorah, this is a reference to the branches,
right.
The actual branches of the menorah were bendable. You would bend the branch upside down, get everything out of it. Now there you've got a problem with metal fatigue. Okay, but that's the other chart that Rashi brings, which does not seem to be consistent with the Gemara later, as certainly not as much. So let's take a look now how the sugya develops. So the way in which it's done, he holds kasava kiksiv kikar. The din of the kikar and the din of miksha and the whole thing is a reference also to the neiros. Therefore, there'd be no way that you could take out the neiros to be made to them, to turn them upside down. So they have to be hinged, so to speak, in other words, by using the flexibility of the zahav, and that's the only way that you could clean it. So kiven riboy hatova, you love to prokim abilavim etaykova. If there wasn't a way that they could be bent, how would you ever be able to get them clean? Mesek. Ketzad oseh misalkan umenicham ba'ohel. Now here the Bryce is fairish, not like that. How did you do the hatov? But you took out the neiros, set them down in the ohel, mekam from bisvog, notain ban shemen umadvikah. Now you're telling me shalprok, and here the Bryce says it's shalchulias, that you could take out that piece. Obviously, they held that the kikarzov did not include the neiros being the container of the oil itself, but rather just the place to put that container was in the kikar. So how do you explain that? Separate, the holders. So to my focus, Tanoi. Ahudionati haitana, the Tanya chachamim omrim, lo hayum ezizino tamimukoma, you didn't move the neir from its place. What do you mean you didn't move the neir from its place? So what are you saying? That if you had wanted to, you could have. So then that obviously is what you should do. I mean, because that's the best thing. No. You can't move it from its place is what it's saying. Because it's hinged. So man chachamim, that's going according to Rabbi Elazar. The time Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, k'min tasha zahava yal gabat. You had like a thin layer. A tas is like a little piece that you used to cover the neiros. And kishumetiva doch ko klape pia. When you want to be mative, you press it under pressure towards the opening, which forces out all of the oil. And kishunotein b'shem and doch ko klape rosha. You push it back down. Fill it up, and that way you're able to use the menorah and still be made to it without moving anything out of its place. This is a machlokas that is based essentially on the question of how to understand the pasuk. The Tanya, menorah v'neirotea ba'ot minakikar, v'ein malkachel machtotea minakikar. So the Tana Kama holds that the Neros also have to be part of that Kikar. That Kikar is Miksha, so there's nothing to do about it. You can't have separate pieces. And therefore, you need to have our Chaf, of having the Tas act as a hinge. The Melkachayim, the Machtot that were used in order to fix it and in order to fill it, that is not included in the Kikar, even though it's gold, but that was separate gold. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Menorah Hayta Ba'a Min HaKikar. Only the menorah itself, not the Neros, certainly not the Milkachayim and the Machtos. Neither of them were both Min HaKikar. So Ramaykam Miflagay, their Machlokes is on the Pasuk, Bahaikra, Titania. Kikar Zahav Tohor Yaseh Oto, Labmadon LeMenorah Sheba'a Min HaKikar. So the menorah, it says, Beferish Kikar Zahav Yaseh Ota, the menorah. How do we know the Neros are also included in that? That's the Shita of the Tana Kama. Minayin Rabot Neroteha, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk says the Farish, Et Kol HaKelim Ha'ela. Ah, wait a second. So Kol HaKelim Ha'ela would include Yochosh HaNimar Ba'af Malkacheh Machtoteha, Talmud Lomar, Ota. Therefore, the Torah says, Ota. So on the one hand, we have Kol HaKelim, and the other hand, we have Ota. So we understand that those things that are an essential part of Menorah, namely the Neres, they're included in the Kol. Those things that are used but are separate are not included in the Ota. And we have two different levels. So says Rabbi Nechemya. What do you mean, so says Rabbi Nechemya? I thought before we said the opposite. According to Rabbi Nechemya, it's separate. So Kashi Rabbi Nechemya to Rabbi Nechemya? Okay, fine. Tretan I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korach, amen. Menorah ba'a min ha'kikar ve'ein malkacheh u'maktoteh v'neroteh ba'a min ha'kikar. No, none of it comes from the kikar. What's the meaning of kol ha'kelim ha'ele? Kol ha'kelim ha'ele is to tell me shiyu kelim shel zahav. But they have to be made out of gold. That's all it's coming to tell me. What do you mean that it has to be made out of gold? That zahav, it says the fairish. V'asizas neroseh shiva ve'elos neroseh ve'evir So isn't it clear that it's all gold? The point over here is, how about that top of the Ner that we're using over here as this tas? Because Lamaisa, that piece turns black because it holds the Ptilah. We know that the Torah is makbid not to hurt the moment of Yisrael. So therefore, maybe I shouldn't use the best gold for that. I mean, all of this is up to her. I mean, it talks about how many times you put that through the furnace in order to get to how much was ruined by the heat and so on. So lavage is half gold, so just make it with regular gold. Kamash malan, that half al piken. That's why it has to say this thing also should be zahav. Even though it's a given, but we want to include it in the Zahav that's mentioned on the Menorah, that it should be indeed this quality of gold.
But not part of the
key. Not of the but not part?
How did they do it over here?
He says, who told me that they did it separately over here?
Removable.
Removable Neiris. Mm-hmm. Like the other Mandiyama.
How does it run by?
He talks about bringing the ptila outside to be mother outside, but not the nair. But they didn't make the nair outside. He didn't talk about the actual building. Interesting. Okay. Fascinating.